And now, 88.9 WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert, a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy, and join the conversation.
Good evening and welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade, The Cradle.
And I'm Mark Barthelemy, The Convert.
Hey, Mark, last week you and I had the opportunity, a really nice opportunity, to speak to a group of young people at Theology on Tap.
Yeah, terrific group.
At the Guadalajara restaurant in South Shores. I think there was about 15 people there.
Uh-huh.
And we discussed the new evangelization, especially through the use of Catholic radio. Talked about our show a little
right.
bit. We got good questions, and we gave reasonable answers.
I hope.
I want to thank Scott White and the folks at Theology on Tap for asking us to come in and speak. I also got a few people at that event to sign up for perpetual adoration.
Oh, great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Great.
Two young folks that are going to spend time in adoration.
So. Well, you know, Dave, since you brought that up, Mary Comerford is busily and stressfully trying to find someone to captain the Sunday complement of adoration. Yeah, Irma Rubenacher, who's done it for years, is retired. And Mary is looking for someone who's willing to help get people to schedule themselves
yeah.
for adoration on Sundays. So that's a critical thing right now.
Well, that'd be a great opportunity for a listener who's looking for some way to share their time, talent, and treasure.
Exactly.
Particularly their time in this fashion by volunteering to be a captain. If nothing else, there's time slots available. And, you know, it doesn't just take one person. You can have other people in there during Eucharistic adoration. We like
sure.
to have it. You've got to have at least one. But it's great if we can have two or three. So, and I have, when I do that, it seems like inevitably something wonderful happens
mm-hmm.
Because you've sat there with the Lord for an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, tonight on the show, we're going to talk to Robin Murray from Catholic Charities and from the food pantry in specific. Catholic Charities has been serving our community since 1944. And is a nonprofit licensed nationally social accredited agency of the Catholic Church. The mission is provide help and hope to individuals, couples, and families in need. They welcome clients, employees, and advisory board members and volunteers of all faith. Now, the food pantry in particular has been in operation since 1983, and it provides emergency food assistance to people in need. Individuals can receive food assistance once a month or additionally if a disaster has occurred. Individuals and families receive a variety of fresh, frozen, dairy, non-perishable items, enough to last 2 to 3 days. And I know with the annual food drive coming up, mm-hmm. Robin is going to tell us about what they look for, what we can donate, and what Catholic Charities does once they collect that 50 million pounds of food, whatever it is they collect.
Gosh, we hope.
Unbelievable that
right.
the community comes out like this. So, Robin, welcome to the show. We're so pleased to have you in this timely fashion so that we can talk about the food drive.
Well, thank you, David, for having me on the show. I tell you, it seems like no sooner do we get done with one food drive and it's time again for another one. But this one single event will practically sustain our pantry for nearly a year. So
Holy
it is
cow.
So yeah. important.
That's great.
For us and the community and the people that we're helping.
And it's nice, too. They make it a social event. You know, there's a challenge
right.
between the schools
right.
and the companies. I know ADM and Caterpillar, and a lot of them really come up with a lot of donations. So, and this is also shared with
Salvation Army and also some other organizations that receive some funding that have food and pantry programs.
Now, what kind of stuff, Robin, when we talk about taking food to a food drive, I know we all think about canned foods
right.
and stuff that'll last, but what's really popular that we could bring that the people like rather than bringing, you know, spinach or stuff that's
right.
out of our cupboards that we're not going to eat, which I'm guilty of, I'm sorry to say. But my wife will go and purchase cases
right.
of food to bring to this. What's the popular stuff?
Well, foods that we always like to keep on our shelves, David, are canned proteins like peanut butter, chili, beef stew, also pasta products with spaghetti and pasta sauce, cereals, mac and cheese. You know, those are the staples that, you know, we like to have in the pantry that we don't have to, you know, go out and buy then, so we can use our resources to buy fresh and frozen and dairy products then.
Well, with the Pope arriving today into the United States, do you need Pope tarts? I heard him talking about Pope tarts the other day. They're selling Pope tarts on the East Coast. That would be a great item.
Yeah.
How about bulk items? Can people donate flour, sugar,
They can. If it's in a large, bulk type, packaging, we can break it down into smaller, more, usable servings that we can then hand out to the folks.
And I heard the other day on Relevant Radio that even though there are more people now receiving food assistance, that the food pantries are overwhelmed, still overwhelmed. And how many clients do we see here in Decatur at the Catholic Charities Food Pantry?
You'd be amazed. Our food pantry is open Monday through Friday for a two-hour time frame. And within that two-hour time frame, we'll serve anywhere from 80 to 100 families that come through the doors. So things are busy and it's just a lot of food going out the doors during those two hours.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
There's also a program you guys have that's kind of unique where people can come through and pick out what they want rather than being given a set basket. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, a few years ago, we made the switch from prepackaging, our food bags, to going to a client choice method of distribution. And it was one of the best things we've ever done. It allows the customer to, select the items they will eat and that they like, and therefore reducing waste and eliminating products that someone just wouldn't eat that would sit in their cupboard then for years or whatever.
And some people may have medical issues.
Exactly.
Where they
exactly.
don't use certain things.
They may be diabetic and
right.
they can't eat those high sugar or salty things.
Right.
So, it's been a win-win situation not only for the client, but our volunteers that help us in the pantry. They have a more, one-on-one interaction with the customer as they walk them through the pantry and helping them with their selections and putting things in the bags for them. And so the volunteers have even benefited from it.
Now, I read here on the internet that people can come and get food that'll last for 2 or 3 days or something like that. How often? I mean, can they come in once a week? Is there a certain time that they can?
Well, we allow the customers to come once every 30 days, basically once a month. But if someone's in a crisis situation or had a fire, flood, whatever, we can assist them, additionally. But our food that we distribute is intended to last 2 to 3 days, depending on the size of the family and how much product they may, consume at a time. But we also give them a list of other resources in the community that they can visit to, supplement what
that's good.
What we can give them.
So the pantry itself is at is it on West Prairie Street?
Mm-hmm. 239 West Prairie. That's our main pantry. About 3 years ago, we initiated a mobile pantry that we take down to the community of Macon, Illinois. And the township office there was very generous in giving us the space to operate this mobile site from. And this was a community that didn't have a grocery store, didn't have a formal food pantry. And so we can take all the product that we distribute from our main pantry down there once a month. We're there for an hour, and we typically assist anywhere from 12 to 15, sometimes 20 families down there.
Now, did you say that's something new, the mobile pantry?
We initiated that about 3 years ago. But to build on that, we are getting ready and preparing to launch a formal mobile pantry program. And we will go out into rural communities within Macon County and surrounding areas to deliver a two-week supply of food to families in the rural communities that are isolated, have transportation issues, and are just, poor economic, conditions that, we can serve those families then in the rural areas.
Do you find, Robin, that a lot of the folks who participate in the receiving the food, are they extremely grateful?
Oh, yes, yes. The folks that, come to us, the customers, they repeatedly tell us how appreciative they are
Good.
Of the assistance they're getting. And
I think that's important mm-hmm. for donors to know because lots of times they just wonder,
I've been back in the food pantry at times, helping out if we're low on staff or volunteers. And you know, a lot of times the customers will share with me, well, you know, I only come when I really need it and really appreciate it, you know, that we can come. And, you know, so it's, you know, someone doesn't come to the food pantry just because they can.
Right.
It's because they need it.
Right.
And it's really a good feeling to be able to help that family.
You actually have, this is one thing I like, is to drive up and to the side there and ring the bell, and someone will, you can sit right in your car and just pass the stuff to them if you're not able to get out and all those other things, and that makes it terribly convenient.
Oh yeah, we try to make, you know, the donation process, you know, very easy and user-friendly, and you know, like you say, Mark, we have that drive-up door, mm-hmm. and the volunteers can come out and help bring in whatever type of donation you have.
That's great. You know, we're going to take just a quick break here for a little Just a Minute, Father. And when we come back on the other side, I want to talk a little bit about volunteers and how to donate and what we as Catholics in the community can do to assist this great mission. So hold on. We'll be right back.
This is Father John Burnett, pastor of Saints James and Patrick Parish, right here in Decatur, in the heart of the city. And it's great to be here, Mark and Dave. And you know that I grew up in Florida. And my question is, how much water are you able to hold in your hand? Well, you could even go down to Lake Decatur and determine this. Or if, when you're washing dishes, taking a bath, how much water can you hold in your hand? It depends on how you hold your hand. If you hold your hand tight like a fist, saying, this water is mine, it all squeezes out. But if you cup your hand and scoop the water, you can hold a great deal of water. That's the way it is with generosity and giving of ourselves, our time, our talent, and our treasure. The more we hold it to ourselves, the more it goes away. But if we open up our hands in generosity, God promises that not only will it be enough, but it will be multiplied many times over. God bless you.
All right, we're back here on The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade with Mark Barthelemy, and this evening we're talking to Robin Murray from Catholic Charities Food Pantry. And Robin, I said when we get back, I wanted to talk a little bit about volunteer opportunities and how we can help, how we can donate food, and I suppose you'll take money.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit how we can get involved and help the project.
Well, volunteers are a vital portion of the program. Without, you know, the volunteer help, we wouldn't be able to, you know, operate the food pantry. It takes anywhere from 4 to 6 volunteers on a daily basis to assist in the pantry, and then additional volunteers are needed during, you know, big food drives and during holiday periods when we're assembling our holiday baskets. We'll distribute, you know, anywhere from 400 or so holiday baskets during the Thanksgiving Christmas season. So there's always volunteer opportunities and someone that might be interested. It's usually maybe just a 2 or 3 hour commitment per day. They can come into the agency where we're located at 239 West Prairie and complete a volunteer application, and we'll get them on the roster and get them going.
And what I like is you guys do a background check on every volunteer.
Mm-hmm. We do.
If they're Catholic volunteers and they've taken Protecting God's Children, I think that covers that because there's a background check
right.
with that. But, you know, it's a safe environment. It's a safe place. People that work there have all been through specific training on how to deal with these types of things. And I think that's important. I think that's really neat. You know, we've been under the gun a time or two in our past for not watching out for folks, but I know the Catholic Charities is doing a great job, and I know that the folks that volunteer up there reap great benefits. You really feel good when you do something. You just said, Mark, the other day that you read in the Gospel of St. James that our faith without works is nothing.
Right.
And this is a way we can give some works. We can do good works by volunteering at an agency that helps the people that really need help, mm-hmm. you know, the folks that are coming in there to get food for their families. And they, of course, there's so many other things at Catholic Charities. There's the resale shop where people can come in and donate or buy clothing to help keep the mission going down there. There's Meals on Wheels,
mm-hmm.
One of my favorite programs. I do Meals on Wheels, and Rolanda likes to call me during the wintertime because I can get out and around where a lot of the volunteers don't like to get out in the wintertime. The MedAssist program. What a great program that is. I think it's $60. You can buy prescription drugs for someone in need for a year.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then there's Faith in Action, and I've got a good friend who has a van, and he drives people around almost every day. He's out doing that, you know, volunteering. So, you know, our faith needs to be backed up with our actions, and Catholic Charities is one way we can really get out there and make a difference right here in Decatur and Central Illinois. Now, Robin, our Catholic Charities in general, all of those programs, we're not just Decatur and Macon County, are we? Don't we cover a large regional area?
Yes, our service area also expands into Shelby and Moultrie County. But many of our programs even go beyond that. If there is a particular service or, you know, need lacking, especially with our Medisys program, we have clients from Champaign, Taylorville, you know, some of the other surrounding areas that, you know, don't have that type of assistance there.
Well, that's living the word right there. You know, St. Francis said to always preach the gospel and, if necessary, use words.
That's right.
So by using our feet and our hands and our time and our talent, we can preach the gospel by our actions.
And we're called often, Dave, to get out of our comfort zone. I mean, so many of us have our little routines or our schedules that we stick to, and we're called to greater effort to evangelize. And one of the ways of doing that is through your behavior. And when you volunteer for projects like this and put yourself into them, it calls for you to go outside your comfort zone. So you really are making a sacrifice for God.
Yep.
and for the poor.
Yeah, and if any of our listeners decide to call the Catholic Charities offices and volunteer for any of these programs, please let them know that you heard it here on The Cradle and the Convert here on WDCR 88.9. That way we'll know that there are lots and lots of listeners out there that are volunteering for great opportunities to share in their skills and abilities.
What number would you call, Robin?
They would call the main office at 428-3458.
428-3458. And Robin, you have an email address listed on the website at murray_dec@cc.io.org. Is that correct?
That's
still
correct, yes.
Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y _dec@cc.io.org. And the Catholic Charities is a big mission of the diocese, isn't it? You know, is it that way in all of the dioceses? Are all the Catholic Charities under the bishop's purview?
Pretty much so. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
Wow. All right, and they're located at 239 West Prairie Street in downtown Decatur. Their office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. And Robin Murray is the supervisor, and she's going to be real busy, thanks to most of you listeners out there, donating food to the food pantry. The food drive is coming up on
October the 9th.
Wow, that's just around the
corner.
Yes,
it is.
It is. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. we'll be out there.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You know, I might even go out there. I might go out with the microphone and get some spots when I see the kids bringing the food in and do some interviews out there.
Well,
from
that's
the,
good.
The food
good thought there.
You know, you can come with me if you'd like.
Yeah,
you know, I remember, it seems like the first one that they did, Byers and Company, Brian Byers kind of spearheads this whole thing, God bless him. And they used to do it like in November, just before the holidays. Man, they'd get out there and it'd be cold and frozen, and so somebody got the brilliant of idea to
start
say,
let's move
it up into a little earlier in the year. So it's, what is it again, October?
October the 9th.
October the 9th.
Friday, October
And that'll
the
be
9th.
Out at the Kroger on Route 36 East by the airport.
Correct.
People can drive up and make their donations, and if you're listening to this show, you may want to donate your food to one of the grade school's names, because they have a contest, and the school in the county, I think there's first, second, third places, that donate the most amount of food in pounds wins a prize. And it's a pretty nice prize. I think it's cash. And I know our St. Pat's and St. James, Lord's and Holy Family, mm-hmm. Always donate tons of food, and they have a great rivalry of who's going to win that food drive. So be generous. Show up out there. Donate some food. It'll all go to Catholic Charities and the Salvation Army and several other food pantries in the area to feed the hungry. And, you know, Jesus told us we have to feed the hungry. When did we see you hungry, Lord? Oh, whenever you saw one of my brothers hungry,
right.
You fed me. So, Robin, thanks for being with us this evening. Got something
Is
else,
there
Mark?
Anything that we didn't ask you, Robin, that you really wanted to talk about today?
Well, if I could, I'd like to turn it over to Marie Rademacher, our area director, and I know she would like to really thank the community and everyone, you know, that helps support our agency and
sure,
our mission.
That's so great.
Okay.
Okay, so So Marie Rademacher is going to have a few words. She is the Area Director of Catholic Charities. And Marie, thanks for being here. Welcome to the show, and take it away.
Well, thank you. I do want to mention, first of all, that our main office is at 247 West Prairie Avenue, and that's right next door to 239 West Prairie Avenue, where our food pantry is.
Okay.
So we're working very closely together all day long, day after day. Anyway, as Area Director for Catholic Charities, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Brian Byers, Kevin Brahaney, their team of loyal sponsors, our schools, Kroger's, our caring community of donors, and the many volunteers who make the annual food drive so very successful and allow our agency to operate a food pantry throughout the year for those in need who come to us. All of you, please understand that all of you make a great difference in the lives of many. They not only receive, our clients not only receive the food that they come to get from us, but they're inspired with hope and faith for a brighter tomorrow. And we could not do this without you. And we thank you from the heart. Thank you to this wonderful community.
Amen. Amen, Marie. Thank you. That's a great inspirational little pep talk there.
I like it.
Yeah, I think this year's food drive will beat last year's record. They always seem to somehow. They set the goal so high, but yet people reach deep and give.
This
big.
Is a giving community.
It is.
It really
it is. It's a great,
generous community.
Okay, Mark, what do you got?
I have nothing.
You have nothing. I was going to mention that next Tuesday, Pope Francis arrives in America. On Tuesday the 22nd, he'll be in Washington, D.C. after his visit to Cuba. He'll be in the United States for, looks like, 6 days, maybe five. He's going to be in Washington, D.C., New York City, Philadelphia. He'll wrap up in Philadelphia. And I think we've said this before. If you want to hear about the Pope's visit from the Pope's perspective and the Church perspective, listen to 88.9 WDCR. We implore you to listen to Relevant Radio's coverage. They'll have live correspondents in the field at these events, and you'll get the perspective you won't get from the mainstream media. The mainstream media is going to make the Pope say what the mainstream media wants the Pope to say. They're going to twist him and turn him a little bit and change those words into what they want. But here's a couple other things for your calendar if you're planning ahead. The HSHS St. Mary's Widowed Group support group meets Thursday, September 24th. That's this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. at the Wits End 51, which is in Macon, 181 Wall Street in Macon. All widows and widowers are welcome. And if you heard the show last week about grief counseling, this would be a good opportunity to go to a non-threatening environment, meet with Sister Sham and the folks that get together at the widowed support group. You can call Sister Sham at 428-7733, Sister Chaminade Kelly at 428-7763. Also coming up in October is the 2015 Annual Prayer in the Public Square. The Annual Prayer in the Public Square Rosary Rally will be held on October 10th, 2015, at the Illinois State Capitol Building in front of the Lincoln Statue on Capitol and 2nd Streets. We'll pray the Rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet and sing God Bless America and America the Beautiful and other songs. That's Saturday, October 10th, from noon to 1. And if you'd like to help us in prayer or song, contact Donna at 622-8576, 622-8576, or email d.berte, B-E-R-T-E, at comcast.net. So those are a couple things you can put on your calendar to pray always, as St. Paul tells us. Mark, you got anything left?
Just one thing, for those folks who miss any of our episodes or want to re-listen to some you've already heard, you can go to our website, www.wdcr.com, and click on the links there for each of our sessions. And we want to make sure everybody has an opportunity to do that and know about it.
Yeah, and I can't believe you got that www dot out without fumbling.
I screw it up every week. Amazing.
I kind of boot when there's too many W's. Hey, listen, I've got a prayer here I want to close with this evening called the Litany of the Loaves and Fish. I think with our topic tonight talking about food pantries,
yeah, good.
This would be an awesome prayer for us to close with. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We gather in worship, mindful of the need of the world. We remember those who are hungry, friendless, homeless, and hopeless. But we are only a few loaves and fishes. Are we enough? We look out to the crowd, ready and waiting, needing nurture, praying that someone might show them the good news of God's love. but we are only a few loaves and fishes. Are we enough? We hear the voice of Jesus instructing us to break ourselves open, to become vulnerable, available to the world around us, to trust in God's promise of abundance. But we are only a few fishes and loaves. Are we enough? As we break ourselves open, we discover the font of living water springing up within us, the bread of healing and peace kneading in our hearts. There is enough, enough for the whole world, enough for all of the world. Not only is there enough, there's more than enough, with all the baskets left over spilling onto the ground. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Mark, that's about it for tonight.
Well, then let's close, brother.
Well, let's close with a song, and we'll see you all next week when I believe we're going to be talking about the first African-American priest in the United States.
Yes, sir.
All right, until then, God bless.
Good night, y'all.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of WDCR, Decatur Catholic Radio.